You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. After Hurricane Katrina, stories began to emerge of a large number of people who had defied orders to evacuate because the Red Cross and other shelters would not allow pets. As it turns out, surveys of women in domestic violence shelters have found a similar trend. A quarter to a half of those with pets say they delayed leaving home and seeking refuge because they feared for their animals. As NPR's Andrea Hsu reports, there is some help available in the form of animal-safe havens.
The Rancho Coastal Humane Society, just north of San Diego, is a happy place with yellow walls, spacious kennels, and a friendly staff. 10 years ago, it established one of the very first animal safe house programs in the country.
How are you?
You're a very good hider, Benita.
Christine Hartline runs the program, which takes in roughly 70 pets a year, free of charge. Hartline has a background in mental health, but she'd never given much thought to the need for such a service until she began hearing from victims.
To know that so many victims don't leave because they're afraid that something will happen to their animals, and so many batterers threaten people's animals to force them to not leave, made me realize what a significant issue this was.
Hartline says by providing a temporary home for animals, the program allows victims to seek shelter themselves and focus on getting their lives back on track.
They have to go get their restraining orders. They have to go to court and all kinds of stuff. So we want to make sure that they know, hey, we have your animals safe, don't worry.
In 2005, those were words of comfort for Yvonne, a young Australian woman who asked that we not reveal her last name given her circumstances. Today, Yvonne lives in a cozy apartment with her 2-year-old son, Matthew, who's just finished with his bath.
Yes, you can get out.
And her 10-year-old cat, Eddie, who's hiding under the bed.
Eddie, you gonna come out?
But life wasn't always so peaceful. In 2003, Yvonne and her husband moved to California. Over time, she says, he became increasingly violent.
He tried to run me over when I was pregnant. He would do a lot of threatening. He ripped the phone out of the wall. He'd push and shove, and there was a lot of holes in our walls in our apartment.
On bad days, she'd lock herself in a room with Eddie the cat and her 2-year-old beagle, Baby.
Baby was amazing. She would sit in front of me and almost, like, want to protect me. When he'd then leave, she'd just come and lay beside me like she knew, and she just...
Fast forward to December 2004. Yvonne was in the hospital, 8 months pregnant and suffering from kidney stones. She and her husband had argued over the phone, and he'd threatened to fight his way into the hospital to get to her. He was armed with 3 knives and chemical spray when he was arrested 30 feet from her room. After Matthew was born, Yvonne went straight from the hospital into a shelter. But that decision came only after she knew her pets would be okay.
I wasn't going anywhere until I knew I could take my animals somewhere. It's almost like they were children too. I owed it to them because they'd just been through everything, and I'm sure, you know, they suffered as well. They suffered through the yelling and the screaming and everything else, and, you know, that's scary for an animal.
The U.S. Humane Society says there's increasing recognition that protecting pets also helps protect families. More and more domestic violence groups are forging relationships with animal safe house programs, and the number of such programs is growing. Also, a number of states have either passed or are considering legislation that would extend restraining order protections to pets. As for Yvonne, she's well on her way to reclaiming her life. But one thing she's working towards is getting to a place where her beagle, who's still with another family, can come home. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.